I'm just going to go further in the text. We already finished what I'm supposed to do, but you guys are fast, so I thought we'd just keep going. It's possible we could finish the 9 parts of the death meditation. And then in Guadalajara, we just go to San Pancho and get a suntan. All right, let's meditate. You ready? Okay. Blow your nose if you have to blow your nose. Bertha's over your cold, right? So, yeah. Turn off your cell phone. The cell phone is reaching into the retreat valley more and more. It's like a demon. How do I know that? Relax your forehead. Relax your mouth. Relax your eyes. Relax your fingers. Don't move. Tighten your tummy a little bit. Come to your breath. Start watching your breath. Focus on the exhales. Long exhale. Long exhale. and invite your lama to come. Sit with your lama, knee to knee. Think of something beautiful about your lama, something you would like to learn from them, and in this way do a mental prostration. Then think about something during the retreat that you did which was not so good. Probably just thinking something negative about somebody or something. And open your heart to your teacher and let them know you had those thoughts. Try to be better in the next few days. Then think of something good you did this week. I think the retreat, 3 days, we all worked very hard. It wasn't easy. This is a hard place. It's a wild place. It's the quietest place I've ever been in. But it's a... Because it's wild, it's quiet. And because it's wild, it's uncomfortable sometimes. And be happy that you did a good 3-day retreat. And tell your lama you did something nice. And ask your lama to teach you, continue teaching you. Ask your lama to stay with you. Then we'll do the 14th death meditation, which is when death comes for us, it doesn't matter how strong we are, how healthy we are. Can't stop it, doesn't matter where you go on this world. Death will reach out for you. Whether you're in a very wealthy place or a very poor place, whether you're at home or whether you're someplace outside your home, death will still reach you. So, Doktukawa, difficult to stop death. It doesn't matter how much money you have. From medicine or doctors. when the time comes, you will go. So we'll meditate on this for about 10 minutes. When death comes, there's nothing we can do to stop it. Then three deep breaths. Take a stretch, open your eyes. You guys' meditation is very good. I think it's the best group we ever had here. Thank you for that. I think you should give yourself a... Really, very nice, very quiet. Amazing. I don't know why. But, Adam, we're somewhere... Kachik, se, sa. Z-A-S, Z-A. Good, good. All right. All right. What number are we on? Let me see here. We're on the first part. There's no certainty when you're going to die, right? The root or the foundation principle. What was the first foundation principle? You have to die. Second foundation principle is we don't know when, okay? And we're in the middle of the first reason for that. There are three reasons for each principle, okay? Maybe I can give you a list of those nine. I'll print it for you, okay? But the idea is the first reason that death is not, the time is not certain in this world, is that we live in a world where people die at different ages. So we don't know when we're going to die. On some worlds, in some places, people have a fixed life, like 100 years or 500 years, but we don't. In our world, people just die anytime. Okay? We don't know. Kajik sesa chola lute shiwa yate. Some people die in the middle of a meal. Some people die halfway through a Big Mac or kandaji. Okay? Don't eat the American stuff, okay? Please. No kandaji, no McDonald's. Very bad. They kill 4 billion chickens every year in China. Americans, okay? Don't... I think you should kick them out. Kachik. Sesa toa nute. And I saw a person do that. I saw a person die with a piece of toast in their hand. Okay, it happens. We had a hard time getting the toast out of his hand. Shiva yate, dinda dhe kyang, tambor se de ma zogne chiong nyamba. That person that I know, who died with the toast in their hand, they didn't think they're going to die halfway through the toast, okay? They didn't, they were pretty healthy. They had a heart attack, you know. Then when they started eating the toast, they expected to finish it. Okay. Never thought I'm gonna die halfway through this toast. Maybe I should eat faster. You know. They never thought that, you know. It never occurred to them they will die halfway through the toast. Ma zogne chiong nyamba sem ki sur la ang me. Sem means what? Mine. Sur is an interesting word. So start a dictionary entry. Z-U-R. Sa-shikusura sur. Sur means a corner. So sur-sum is a triangle. It also means X, like kensur means X abbot. So the sur corner means like you put him in a corner or something. So sur can mean former abbot or former, the former giku. What's a giku? Debate master. Is the former debate master is called kisur. Okay, kisur. Here it means sem kisur la me. Sem kisur la me. What? Yeah, in the corner of their mind, they were never thinking I might die halfway through this toast. Okay, it never occurred to them. This is a Tibetan way to say it never occurred. They didn't have the slightest inkling, right? We say inkling, that maybe they'd die halfway through the toast. In the corner of their mind, it didn't exist, okay? Sokpa mambor gakshik du kang du yar rang kang be chin. Sokpa means, here means, what's a sok? It means a collection, but here it means a gathering of spiritual practitioners together. Mambor gashik du, dukang means a temple. That's the real Tibetan word for temple, okay? They don't say gomba or something like that. Lakang sometimes, deity house. But dukang means a gathering building, dukang. That's the real Tibetan word for a temple. Dukang du yar. They walked into the dukang on their own two feet and they came out on a stretcher dead. Many people. Many, many people. Okay? Many people walked into a teaching like this one on their own two feet and they were carried out dead. Okay? By other people. Lots of people died during a teaching, especially those teachings are so long. Many people died in the middle. They came in on their own two feet. They didn't think, oh, I'm walking in here, I'm going to die during this teaching. But many people died during teachings, okay? Gashi Dukhanaya coming. Marlam means on the way out, meaning the path down, meaning on the way out. Ro de Shengi, that corpse, ro. Ro can mean either corpse or
taste,
okay? Good. Or it can be a terminated particle after a ra. Ro de shengi. Doli means a stretcher or a, what do you call, those medics take you out on a gurney. Doli means a gurney. Try to translate that. Doli. It can also mean a, what do you call, palanquin. Okay. Okay. Doli la tekne, carrying them on a doli, onwa. They came out of the teaching on a stretcher, dead, the corpse. Okay. Bun chambo dakyang, siki lega mamba sache tamne. Sache is an important word in Buddhism. Sat, and we pronounce the B. Okay, it's an exception. We say sapche. Say sapche. Sapche normally means an outline of a major subject, like the Lam Rim Sapche for the Lam Rim Chemo is many pages long, and some people memorize it. It's the whole Lam Rim, all of the death meditations, all of the shamatha meditations, all the vipassana meditations, all the karma meditations, all the compassion meditations. The whole Sapche for the big Lam Rim is many pages long, and people memorize the whole thing. So they, when they're in meditation, they can just go one by one through all the steps. Okay, that's called sapche. Here, in this case, it means plans, to lay many plans for grand projects. Okay, so people like Geshe Michael or government people, they have all these big projects in their mind, you know, many complicated steps. Siki le means, si here means, do you know? As opposed to ch. Here si means, what do you call that? What's the opposite of religious? Secular. It means of the world, okay? So like sipe korlo means wheel of life. So sometimes si means secular. Worldly lega. Work. They have big plans, big projects. Kyang, this Bun Chembo means these big guys, these big government people. They make 5-year plans, 10-year plans. Then, Tom Jukdel Longme, they run out of time to finish them. Okay, and you see lots of projects like everywhere. There's a city in China. What's it called? Inner Mongolia. I almost went there. Not Ulaanbaatar. Ordos. Yeah. In Ordos, they made like skyscrapers. They made apartments for like 200,000 people or 500,000 people. Then nobody, they didn't finish them. It's just sitting there after 5 years. It's just empty buildings. The guy died in the middle, the director of the project. It happens all the time. Okay, hang on just a minute. I got Lama phone message here. You can take a break. Oh my gosh. Uh-oh. Okay. No me pelega trochiwadan. Kibidamba gashiki sumbum. Some holy beings. Kibidamba means holy being, okay? Kibidamba. Gashiki sumbum. What's a sumbum? Collected works, okay? Duang tsom cho. Tsom means to start something or to write something, compose something. So tsom means to compose a work. Cho means. Like a flow, okay? Tsomcho is a polite word. You can call it a literary interlude, okay? What's it mean? It's a polite word for? The guy died in the middle of the book, okay? Who's that guy, Robert Jordan? Any of you guys know Robert? Yeah. How many books, 14 books? He wrote a 12-book series. He died on book 11. Oh my God. Without permission of anybody. Then some of us, we read the 11 books. Then he didn't finish, he died. Okay. Very bad. We didn't give permission. Nobody, he didn't ask anybody. Somebody else had to finish it. Yeah, he did a good job. Anyway. There's a polite word in Buddhism for unfinished work. It's called a literary interlude. And there are some of those books in the tenure, okay? The person died halfway through. She yepanam ming nian do kawa nian do. Let's do a dictionary entry. Nian do sanyata nyana nian maon dan or do kan do nian do. So do kawa. Dok means, what's dok mean? What's kadok karma, kandok karma?
Color.
Yeah, dok means color. Dok kawa means, it's an idiom, it means you color it that way. It means supposed to be. Okay, dok kawa. Yin dok kawa means, supposed to be. You know, they say. Okay, nian dok kawa means, it's just a polite word. It's just a pretty word. What do you call it in English? Euphemism. Okay, dokawa means supposed to be like a nice word for what? He died in the middle. Okay, lei, this is the comparative. It's a nice word, but dundu, in actuality, dieniki somjuk du matubar, he died. Jaitola lute, and all he left was this little interlude. Ku shekpa. What's deshin shekpa? Yeah, Buddha, Sugata. Sugata, gata means gone, right? Shekpa means gone. Ku? Yeah, that's an honor. That's also a euphemism for he died. Okay, the Lama died. We don't say Lama died, we say his holy body traveled on. Kushek. Okay, Kushek. I think he's making a pun. You see, he's using a euphemism about a euphemism. Okay. His holy body passed on. Okay, Kushekpa, Rangyin, that's really what happened. You want to know what really happened? Rangyin. In Koloko we say Rangre, you know, Kukpa Rangre. He's a real idiot. Okay. Okay, Rang Yin means, actually he just died. Okay. It wasn't some pretty thing. Okay. Rangi Ye Yun Fengwei Rangi Ye Yun Lungbe Punda Sokne Chegamo Shi Song Seryan. Then in Tibet there's mountains everywhere, so we talk about what's Ye and Yun? Yeah, right and left. Okay. Ye and Yun. Okay, Ye Yun. Punda means the highlands and the lowlands. So Pu would be the retreat valley, and this would be the Da. Okay, Punda. Chegamo, we should learn this word, okay? Chegamo. I know most of you aren't learning Tibetan. I don't care. You have to listen to this. Next life. I'm preparing. I will teach you next life. Okay? Chadamache, Kadamke, Mo. Chegamo means so and so. So and so. Unnamed so and so. Chegamo means so and so. Mr. X, okay, John Doe, okay, Chegamo, Shi Song, he died, he or she died, Sarah, people say, hey, did you hear, Steve Bergulis died, he was my old friend in Washington, D.C., he died like 3 days ago, okay, he made the first Tibetan computer program with me, we worked on it together, he died, shit, then you're like, okay, he died, I never met him. Rangja nang rangla detabu shi on yamdu misem. You hear somebody died, but you don't immediately get scared. You know, oh, one more person died. Okay, one more person died. You should get scared. It means your time is coming closer. The guy in front of you died in the line. You're next, or maybe you're third in line. Maybe you're fourth in line. Okay, when you hear somebody dies, you should get scared. It should bother you. Okay. People who are 80, our old lady just turned 80, and you say, why don't you go out with your friend? She says, they're all dead. I'm the last one. Okay. No, they die one by one. You one died, two died, you're like, okay. But after a while, you're like the last one. She can't call anybody to go out to the movies with, because they're all dead, you know. Then you're next, okay? So think about it. Every time you hear somebody dying, think of, oh, maybe I'm next, okay? Deitabu shi ong nyamdu misem. We don't think about it. Deilak la temotawa. Let's start a dictionary entry. Temotawa, okay? La ta 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 da te mo. Pao la ta 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 wa. Temo means a show, like a movie or a play or a performance. Temo. A spectacle. It comes from the word to see, right? It has LTA in it. Tawa means to look at a spectacle. So we feel like we're just watching a TV show. Oh, so-and-so dying. Oh, so-and-so dying. It feels like just watching a movie called Your Life. Okay? Temotawa shin. Don't look at it as if you're the audience. You're in the movie. You're the next one to die. You could be the next one in the movie to die. Okay? It's not like the rest of the people in the world are in a movie and you're just watching it like you're separate from them. You're not. You're part of the movie, okay? Somebody died, maybe you're the next one to die in the movie, okay? Don't look at it like you're outside. You're in the movie, okay? Demotawa shin che ching dadun koi chugu lepo shigyo. What occurs to us if you're in a monastery and you heard a monk died? That shawl I had this morning, the outer shawl, that's a shawl from a very high tantrika that my lama gave me. So it in his time it was old, you know. Then he gave it to me. How did I get it? He died. The guy died. Okay. Then they're like, so here it says, Dadun ko chugu lepo. If you heard some monk died and you're another monk, you say, God, he had a pretty nice robe. He had a pretty nice outer robe. I wonder if they're just going to throw it out, or what are they going to do with it? Chicken leg was she. We don't think, oh, I might be next, you know. You're like, well, he had a pretty good chair in his house. I wonder what they're going to do with it, you know. Leg was she. They chung na sam ne ang yin che me. Then we think, maybe I could get that chair that she had in her house, or maybe I could get that robe that he used to wear. Okay, that's our reaction to hearing somebody died. Okay, in your family, you like some older person dies, and you're like, I wonder if they left any money. You know, I wonder if I'm going to get any money. Okay, like that. We don't think I might be next. Okay. Our reaction is, oh, maybe I'll get some money. Okay. What time is this class going to, Scott? 11:30. Okay. Now you're great retreaters. I know you can sit still for 5-6 hours. Okay. Tende chiwa de namshik rangten du onwa ngeshing. The death that came to that person is coming to you also, without a doubt. Deyan nam ongepa mete, but we don't know when. Okay. Then he quotes a verse. I found it. I don't think anybody found it before. It's called Nagatsom. Nagatsom means, do you know? Nawa Gawa Tsom. Naga. The collection about aging and death. Yeah, sickness and death. Nawa and Gawa. Okay, sickness and death. The Book of Sickness and Death. I'm sure it's a big hit. If you publish a book called, you know, Sickness and Death. So that book kind of disappeared, but I found it. Okay, it's quoted from the Book of Sickness and Death. Sangdang jikdan chima ningundu kang ong tul me pe. You can't be sure of whether tomorrow or your next life is going to come first. Okay, you can't be sure whether, what's tomorrow, March? Will March 26th come first, or will your next life come first? Tell me. Yeah, don't know. You have to say, I don't know, okay? Will March 26th dawn first, or will your next life come first? Then if you're in this class this week, you should say, I don't know. By the way, it shouldn't make you scared. It should make you free, you know? Finally, you do exactly what you want. It's your last day on earth. To hell with everybody. You know, some people said, I'm going to buy a bottle of tequila and drink the whole thing, you know. You know, I was a Buddhist for my whole life, never drank anything. You know, what the heck? Then you shouldn't be scared. You should be like, well, I can do anything I want. I'm going to tell my mother what I really think of. No, you don't want to do that on your last. Sangdan jikdan chime ni mendikang. Sangi sila mi bepar chime dana beparing. So don't make plans for tomorrow. Get your suitcase ready. Get your suitcase ready. Okay. Focus on getting your suitcase ready. Okay. It means put a lot of great seeds in your head. These last 3 days were some of the best seeds you ever put in your head. Okay? And we should do it as often as we can. Okay? Like, I don't know, 4 times a year or something. Okay? Those seeds are going to help you when you die. Okay? The rest is all junk. Okay? It's all Facebook. I mean, almost all. It's just useless, most of what we do. But the last 3 days, those seeds are going to help you. They're serious ammunition for your next life. Okay? So don't spend a lot of time getting ready for tomorrow. Get ready for next night. Okay. By the way, this book was also, this quotation also appears in the fifth Dalai Lama's Larmim called Jambal Shelung. Yeah, the words of Manjushri. Okay. He doesn't identify the book, he just says his home. By the way, I also found the author's name somewhere. Nyentun Shakya. Nyentun Shakya. If anybody cares 100 years from now. Kao Nyana Nyen Satatatanarato Natun Shakya. By the way, Adam, Tim has the updated notes. Okay? For the next list, I think the next class is tomorrow. Something like that. The next Lam Rim class. This afternoon we have a emptiness class. Wow. Okay, someday. Nato kewa mambo tong ngatro kewo mangtongwa chido kajik tomingyo. In the morning, we see lots of friends. In the evening, a few are missing. Chido kewo mangtongwa ngatro kajik tomingyo. And those we see in the evening, a few are missing the next morning. Dende chiwa de sangin rang miong ngepa chishi yu. So, we really cannot say whether death will come for us tonight or not. We don't know, okay? Rang chakki ongwa ngeshing nam ongcha mepi chiwa la trapshon mi chepa. But we don't get ready for a thing we know must come and for a thing we don't know when it will come. But we still don't get ready. Trapshon michepa. Lo ge ge ba du dupe ngepa mekyang. You can't be sure that you will live to be old. Okay? You can't be sure that you will live to an old age. Mekyang ge be kap ki du ki shomra. But still we focus on IRAs. Okay? Still people put money aside, oh, this is for my retirement, you know. This is for my retirement, you know. People put money into an account. What's it called? Social Security. Then the government spends it to kill people in Iraq. Okay, sorry. The money's gone. My money's gone. They've been taking my money since I was 16 years, 15. It's gone. That money's gone. Okay, you can't count on it. Okay, you can put money away. It's gonna be. You might die before you use it. Okay. Okay. It's better to have a Dharma IRA, a Dharma retirement account. Okay. I told you this story many times. I'll tell you again. When I was in the diamond business, 19 years. So I used to donate my money every 6 months, mostly to ACIP. And then the company would write a check every 6 months for most of my salary. And then one day the CFO, the financial guy, what's it, John Espinoza, he comes and he says, you know, Michael, come sit down in my office. And I sat down with him. He said, look, he's a very strong Catholic Christian. He said, what you're doing is so great. You know, you're donating this money every 6 months for 19 years. This is great, you know. What you're doing is really great. But as your financial advisor, I have to say, you should put a little money aside in the bank for your retirement because you're not going to be working forever, you know. You got to put money in the bank. You got to get a little bit in the bank. I said, I did put some in the bank. It's called the bank of other people. It never fails. It never goes bankrupt, right? That karma's still there. I'm relaxed. I got my Dharma IRA, you know. I got money. I'm set, you know. And I know, and it doesn't matter if the banks fail or the stock market crash. My IRA is protected. Okay? Kido kishoma mambo dipadi chulngepa. It's a big mistake to focus on some kind of retirement money. Okay. Okay. Put some karma seeds aside. Put some karma into the bank. Okay. Much safer. No one can touch it. Nobody in the world. Buddha cannot destroy those seeds. Nobody has the power. Okay. If you make seeds while your working life is strong, while your earning time is strong, give the money, okay? Protect it, okay? Then you're protected. Then you don't have to worry about your retirement, okay? It just take care of itself, okay? Money will come. You can't stop it. We were in India. We gave talk about Bhagavad Gita. Why? They don't believe in diamond cutter. Some groups were Bhagavad Gita people. The night before I gave the talk, five professors took me in a room and said, read Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit, or you cannot talk tomorrow. Then I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Then they go, hey, okay. Then I was lucky. Next day, you know, Krishna said to Arjuna, don't hope for the fruits of your karma, you know, don't hope for the rewards of your deeds, you know. But it means you don't have to hope. You can't stop it. Okay? If you give money to people who need it now, and you say, I don't want the money back, it doesn't matter. They'll still deliver it to your house. Okay? You can't stop it. Nobody can stop it.
Oh, I want to let go of this handkerchief, but I don't want it to fall. Ooh, what happened? Okay. Oh, I'm making good karma, but I don't want anything back. Oops.
You know, you can't stop it. Nobody can stop it. If you give it away, it's more going to come.
Oopsie, oopsie.
It's crazy. Okay, yin yam disang. Deyan dering sangin sok sam manunang sangpa tatsit samna chi jesu la jesu la bap mange to samga deng. Deyan dering sangin sok sam manunang. Even if you can't wrap your mind around, I might die tomorrow, or I might die the day after, maybe you can wrap your mind around the idea that next year in March, you could be dead by then. Okay? Okay. Okay, you don't have to go crazy. You know, if I might die tomorrow. What is today? Friday?
It's Friday.
Yeah, I might die on Saturday. Yeah, there was a big death today, right? This is the day that Jesus died. Okay, the day that Jesus was killed is today. It's good for impermanent retreat. Okay. Because what happened after that? Tata samne chi jesu bap mange so samgute. Tata chudya der yote minam kyang tel goam tel ket and tel tat de ken. So in the monastery, there's a very strict rule about who gets to sit in the front. So only the older geshes and the rinpoches get to sit in the front. And then the little geshes and the little rinpoches get to sit where Yi is sitting, okay? And then the people back there were Angelo. I'd like to introduce Angelo Givinazio. Will you stand up? And it's good. It's okay. Forget it. They're visiting from the Dharma capital of the world called Guelph. Right? There's a place outside of Toronto that has, it's got 500 people there and they all practice Dharma. I don't know what happened. I don't know why. Okay, but it's like a Dharma heaven of Canada. I mean, BC's okay too. But his brother Jerome finished a 3-year retreat here. And he helped a lot. Yeah. Okay. Their whole family helped a lot. Yeah. He's the city tree expert. So if you need advice about trees, ask him. I ask him stuff. Why did we get into that? So the big people sit in the front, the little, and then out in the behind are the little baby monks and stuff like that, okay? But when death comes, which one does it start with? Yeah, I mean, we don't know. So he said, it could be the big Rinpoches in the front, it could be the little lamas in the middle, it could be the baby monks in the back. Death is crazy. Death is random. Let's take this one, and this one. You know, he doesn't like respect seniority, right? You just take this one, oops, take this one, oops, take this one. Okay? In this room, it will be pop, 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 take three, okay? Chiwe do re dambosula koryong ngepame. We don't know who's going first, okay? It doesn't matter which row you're sitting in. Death doesn't respect rows or seniority, okay? Ngepa me. Chiwe ngundu Ta dhona song selwe ngun to chadin tama. When it's time to die, you don't get an announcement in the mail. Your time has come. You know, be prepared to die on Thursday. Okay, like no, there's no office of death who's writing letters to people. You're gonna die on Thursday. Okay, you don't get a pre-announcement. Okay, 문도친다와 속미온와 닌칭 로버두 톡바바탈. So let's discuss talk papa. Say talk papa. Talk means lightning. Papa means strike. Okay, talk papa. It's just like you're just standing there and then push. Okay, it strikes like lightning. You know, you don't have time to get ready. It just like that. Okay, talk papa. Most of the people I know who died just died suddenly. They didn't expect it, you know. They died in a car accident, or, you know, they got suddenly very sick. You know, just died suddenly. Talk to Papa, Tar. Le cho tsare. Le cho. Let's talk about le cho. Le means work. Cho means... what was left to do? Cho means the work you still had to finish. Work you still intended to finish. Re lupa. This lupa means left behind. You leave it behind, okay? All those half-finished projects you dump on your relatives to figure out, okay? All right. They're like, here's Geshe-la's manuscript, half-finished book. You know, they're like, what do you do this? I just throw it out. He's not going to finish it now. Okay? Then all these half-finished projects, your relatives have to figure them out, you know. You were halfway through buying an apartment, and then they have to meet with the lawyers, and who's going to take the money, and, you know, it's a mess, okay? It's always a mess, okay? Everything's half-finished. You owe money to 10 people, you didn't tell your husband. Stuff like that. Okay. Then they show up. She owed me $500. I don't know. Takyang Senchela. Even Taba Takyang. Say Taba. Takyang. Here he just put half the word. Say Taba. Takyang. When the Dalai Lama says simple monk, I'm just a simple monk, this is the word in his head. It's called Taba Takyang. Say Taba. Takyang. Taba Takyang, this kyang means single, solitary, alone. What's kyang ma? Where do you keep that stuff? It's somewhere in that little head, is all this stuff. Yeah, this prana channel on the left side is called kyang ma in Tibetan. What's it called in Sanskrit? Ida. Okay, this left-hand channel. It means solitary channel, alone. Okay, so Taba Takyang means simple monk, hermit monk. Like, Taba Takyang, I just have my robes, I just have my begging bowl, that's all. I don't have anything else, okay? That's called Taba Takyang. Simple life, super simple life, okay? Taba Takyang. Chinche, even down to those Taba Takyangs, they might have a little bit of tea in their house. In Tibet, you gotta have some tea. In the tea, you need some mar, butter, and you need sampa. Here's the spelling in sampa. Anybody cares? Ratsatatsama sampa, okay? That's the real sampa. So normally, those super simple monks, if they die, the only thing left in their house is cha, mar, and sampa. Some tea leaves, some butter, and some tsamba. Okay. Tsamba yen dan tana tupa tungro tsunche, and half a bowl of soup left over that they didn't have time to finish. Okay, so there's people whose legacy, all they leave after them is some tea, some butter, some tsamba, and half a bowl of noodles because they didn't finish them. Okay. Tungcho. In Tibetan, you don't say eat soup. We say eat soup. Eat some soup. They say drink some soup. They use the verb tung. Okay, tupa tung. drink some soup. Sun Che, Lu means left behind. It doesn't mean body here. It means that's all they left behind. Lu. Ne se paroto do din nam ching e pa mebe tare. The fact that people leave half a bowl of noodles in their fridge after they die is another sign of impermanence. Okay? Not just half-finished books or half-finished projects. They leave half-finished bowls of soup, half-finished bowl of noodles. Okay? Go clean out a dead person's stuff. It's very depressing. It's really depressing. Okay? Oh, look, half a bowl of noodles. What am I supposed to do with that? Why didn't he just finish it and wash the bowl? Can't believe I gotta wash the bowl for him. Jesus. No mumbo dugyu tangsinki chikapar lute. We are deceived until the moment of our death by the belief that we will live a little longer. Okay, we are deceived by the belief up until the moment of our death that we have a little more time left. Nimchik da chi renzong shepa shi ong. And then death comes and says, it's your turn. Tering chi ken ki nepe kyang, tering mi chi nyamba shi le mi char. Even people sitting there on the bed with cancers that the doctor told them you're going to die in 6 months, and it's 7 months already, they say, not today, not today. I won't die today, okay? They believe it, okay? Gashiki kektok lepana talo chi myong nyamba. So in Tibet, there's kektok means bad year. What do you call it? Like bad luck year? Like Jetsun Kapa had one when he was 61, I think. Different people have different kektoks. If you want to know what yours is, go to some astrologer, Tibetan astrologer. I don't know. You have a bad year. So everybody has them. Every 20 or 30 years, you have a bad year. And the astrologer can tell you, 2017 is going to be a bad year for you, you know. It's like, just stay in bed the whole year. Probably the ceiling will fall down. You know? You know, like, it's called Kektok. And great lamas have had them. You can read in their biographies, you know. They really are, like, everything goes wrong for a whole year, okay? It starts on New Year's and it goes until the next New Year. Just everything goes wrong. That's called kektok. So when somebody tells you, you have a kektok coming up next year, then people do think, maybe I'll die. Maybe it will kill me. Nyam shik temma kektok ming yang lo chikne gai parlo. Dilo mi chi sewe lo me. But whether or not it's a bad year, even if you live 100 years, every year is a possible die year, okay? Don't be worried about good years or bad years. People die every year, okay? So you can forget, you know, going to some stupid fortune teller. That's such a waste of time, okay? If you want, I'll take half the money you pay to fortune teller, and I'll tell you your future. If you make good seeds, you're going to have a good future. If you make bad seeds, you're going to have a bad future. Okay, give me half of what you paid a fortune teller. You know, they can't tell you anything else. The rest is all lie, okay? It's all fake, okay? Just forget it. Don't waste your money. If you want to have a good future, do nice things. If you want to have a bad future, be mean. Okay. Duh. Okay. Forget all the other fortune telling. Bena lo nir ge lumbata bu dilo chile che lo dila didan din da chi dupe. So no matter how old you are, let's say like you're 27 years old. Like I can barely remember this. Okay, next year is 28. Then when you're having your birthday, you're 27, and you just had, like your word, you just had your 28th birthday, right? Then ask yourself on the day of your 28th birthday, do I know anybody who died when they were 28? Because if you can say yes, then maybe you can die too. Okay? Don't think you're different. Okay? So those young people, like, I don't know, Stanley or Allison. Okay. Oh, I'm safe. I'm only 22 or something. Whatever. But I can give you a whole list of people who died when they're... My brother died when he was 22. I can give you a list, okay? It's, you can't say, we don't know, okay? It's not... It's no protection to be young, okay? If you don't believe it, then ask me. I'll give you a list of people who died when they were 22 or 35 or 43 or... Okay? I have a whole list. Okay? Dindawa chi dukbe se samgur. You should think like that. If your children come to you and say, Mommy, Daddy, can you promise us you won't die this year? Can you na kyul? Say na mao na a na kyul. Kyul means to make an oath, take an oath. Can you swear, Mom and Dad, that you won't die this year? Like, I'm planning to have my children this year, you know. Can you just hang around for another year? Can you just sign this paper that says I won't die this year? Nobody does that. Why? You can't, okay? You want to tell your children, your daughter says I'm pregnant. Mom, can you just stay until the child is born? You can't. You can't promise. You can't. Nobody asks that, right? Nobody says, Mom, just sign this paper. It says 9 months. I want you to see my child born. Then you can die. You know? Then Mom, there's no such thing because nobody can guarantee. Nobody can make a promise. I won't die, you know, until your child is born. Oh, you got pregnant last week. Okay, I promise I won't die until your child is born. Nobody can. There's no such thing. Okay? Nyako sena, demi nupa, nobody can do it. Tetsam lokewa shigle me. It's just, everything's in doubt. How long you're going to live is in doubt, you know. Maybe you die 4 months through the child's pregnancy. Maybe you die the day before the child is born. We don't know. Tetsam. It's all up in the air. It's all in doubt, okay? When am I supposed to stop, Scott? Oh, he. You guys need a break?
No,
I don't need a break either. Okay. Let's do a meditation. How's that? These cheerful meditations. Cough. Sneeze. Check your cell phone. You don't want to lose $50. I really am going to charge $50 if somebody's... Even if mine goes off, let me see. Okay. I just called you the best meditators we ever had here. Don't break your reputation. Relax your forehead. Relax your eyelids. Freeze your body like a stone. Come to your breath, very slow breath. Ten slow breaths. Long exhale. We'll do a 10-minute meditation about why your life is like a candle. When you are born, they light the candle. When you are born, you have a debit card. Every day it costs you money. Every day it costs you karma. Every day your account gets less and less. So imagine your life is like a candle. A lot of it has burned down already. How much is left, no one can say. Could be one day, could be 10 years, could be 30 years, 50 years, we don't know. So 10-minute meditation about your life. It's a candle. It was lit on the day you were born. And it has burned down. How much is left? We don't know. One day it must go out. 10 minutes here. Go deep. You're ready. Three deep breaths. And then you can slowly open your eyes. We'll do a little bit more of the text, maybe half an hour, okay? Dhena rang chaki ma samba ma to Dude chembo dam mi tsok chembo chongkir du dene Yi la korna To think about death is not very difficult if you live in a place like a town, like Village of Oak Creek or if you're part of a Dharma group, a large Dharma group, there's always somebody dying around you. You know, it's not difficult to hear news that somebody has died. Dude chembodam miso chembo tongkir de dene yila kona chiva mitapa ni. What's chiva mitapa? The impermanence represented by death, right? Dak mepe dun tabo kokawa. It's not like it's like emptiness. Like it's not like Kong Xing. It's not very difficult to understand. Okay? Death is not like Kong Xing. It's not like emptiness. Okay? It's not like you have to be some great philosopher to understand it. Kokawa means difficult to understand. Miki Tong, you can see it all around you. You can see it on the news every night. Okay? Miki Tong Adon. Lakbe Rek, you can touch it. You can touch dead people all the time. Okay, it's not like invisible or kokyur, extremely deep, profound thing like emptiness. It's around you all the time. You can touch it. You can see it. Okay. Dena daki kyabgen lama rinpoche. Therefore, my lama, and he says kyabgen lama rinpoche. He doesn't say my teacher. He says my savior and protector, my precious lama. Okay, this is a tantric vow. Okay, and that you address your teacher as with high words. Okay, you don't say Joe or Mary. You say, oh, my precious holy teacher, it's something like that. Okay, but it should be out of affection. Okay, it shouldn't be out of obligation. Oh, I have to call my teacher. Geshe Laoshu, you know. If I don't say Geshe Laoshu, everybody will think I'm a bad person. Not like that. It should be, oh, I have a crush on you, Lama Rinpoche, you know, like that. It should be like happy and affection, you know. Oh, you're my sweet teacher. Okay. His teacher's name was Dapo Jambel Thundup Rinpoche. He lived 1845 to 1919, and he wrote the Georgia, good. That long prayer at the beginning of your prayer book, he wrote that, okay. That's why this Lama, Pabong Krenpoche, spent so much time on teaching the Georgia. Dachik dani mashina kewa chime dun dupa dan lochik loni mashina kewa tengi duma dushi manam shu. His Lama, Pabong Krenpoche's Lama, said, we should have the attitude that if I'm lucky enough to live another month or two, I'll take care of my next life. I'll get my next life taken care of. I will have a good next life. Okay? If you know you're going to live another month or two, in your mind all the time you should say, if I can just live another month or two, I'll collect enough good seeds that my next life is going to be cool. Okay? And if I live another year or two, I'll take care of my enlightenment. Okay? That should be your attitude, you know. If I can survive another month or two, that's enough time for me to take care of my next life. I'll get everything ready. And if I don't die for a year or two, I'll take care of my Buddhahood. Okay? I'll get it done. Okay? Tengi Duma, Tengi Duma, let's talk about that expression. Tengi Duma. Ten means like, it's related to words for firmness, although it's not spelled the same. And Dunma means hopes or aspirations. And Tengi Duma is a famous expression for your ultimate dream. Where does it occur? Tengi Duma Nyuru Dupshikpu is the last line of the three principal paths, okay? Tsongkhapa says to Tsakwatwambo, you know, achieve your ultimate dream, my son, okay? Tengi Duma Dupashik Munam Shu She Lung Dendan Dark. When he taught us that, Pabongka's Lama, when he taught Pabongka that, he also quoted a lot of scriptures to back it up. Sungpa Shin Samgha. We have to have this kind of attitude. Okay. We finished the first reason for why death is... why the time of death is uncertain. We finished the first reason. What was it? The nature of this world where we live is that there's no fixed time. There are places where you do have a fixed time. It's like a contract. This is not one of those places. People die here at random, unexpectedly. Okay? There's no logical order to why people die here. Okay. Now we're on to the second of the reasons why it's not sure when you're going to die. The second reason is called, there are many things around that can kill you. There's only a few things around that can keep you alive. Okay? If you count the things that can kill you in the world, there's millions. If you can count the things that keep you alive, like spinach or soy milk, there's only a handful. Okay. Ew. Kyuchen nipa chiken mangshin sunken nyung. Chiken means things that can kill you. Literally, death factors. And sunken means things which can keep you alive, or literally living factors. Nyung. Wei kyang namchi lang mepani. Therefore, again, when we're going to die is uncertain. Because the things that can kill you outnumber the things that can keep you alive. Okay? Therefore, we don't know when you're going to die. Tata rang re nam ngun ki munam dang sunam dang sangye ki tukje kyaba. Right now, the people in this room are protected only by your past karma. Mostly what you did in your past life. Okay, your prayers, munam, your sunam, your karmic seeds, and the compassion of the Buddha are kept. They are protecting you right now. That's the only reason you're still alive. Okay, the only reason you're is still alive is not what you eat. You know, it's not your mom gave you some genes or something like that. It's just your past karma, your past good prayers, and the compassion of the Buddhas. Those are the only three things keeping you alive right now. But the things that can kill you are countless. There's three things keeping you alive. There's millions of things that can kill you. Okay, what are they? Rangla shalu la dangma korvashin. If you take a piece of rotted meat, like an old Big Mac hamburger, and you throw it in the desert, then in a few hours they'll be covered with flies. Okay, dangma means flies, right? Chiken gegrik tonda gechu. There are 80,000 death factors around you all the time. There are 80,000 different things that can kill you at any given time. And they are swarmed around you like flies around a piece of dead meat. Okay? Those death, what do you call them? Killers. Things that can kill you are always surrounding you like flies on a piece of poop. Okay? They're just like buzzing around you all the time. Anytime one of them can kill you. There are 80,000 of them. You can't see them, okay? If you could see them, you'd go crazy. Okay? There are always 80,000 things around you all the time waiting to kill you. Okay? Death threats. Good. Gekrik means obstacles to your life. Okay. Di namshik sa nupadang uklen nupa. And they're always thinking, they have minds. They are spirits. They're like, when can I have this one? You know? When can I take his last breath? Okay. They have minds. They're like some kind of spirit. They exist. They're like, this one looks tasty. You know? Well, when can I get this one? You know, okay. Sirne. Sirne means they press on you closely. Literally, sir means to squeeze. Okay. Ne deyala. Nerik shigya sashi. There are also 404 classifications of illness. Okay. There are 404 classifications of illness in Ayurveda. Okay. Nabun tipashin, they surround you like fog surrounds a building on a foggy morning. Okay? They are, you are wrapped inside of this. For Nabun means fog or mist. Tip means to envelop like a building or a tree with fog. Okay? But those 404 kinds of sickness are waiting. You're always wrapped in them, like fog. Durnik Simgya Dukchu. There are also 360 kinds of, what do you call it? Dangerous spirits that surround people. Okay, 360 dangerous spirits. They're called Dun. Okay. And Chibe Dunchen Chonga, there are 15 dangerous spirits which are especially attracted to children, to small children. So you hear these stories of children who just die. They get born, the birth goes well, the mother's well, the child is well, and then 2 weeks later the child just dies. Okay? These are 15 kinds of spirits who are attracted to small children just after they're born. So the first year of life is very dangerous. And there are special spirits who take the life of those babies. Okay. In Mongolia, they put them in a pot sometimes. If the child is sick, small baby, they put them in a pot and everyone pretends they're dead. Everyone says, oh, it's too bad the child died, you know. Then they take them out after a month or something. Yedrog Sumgya Dukchu. There are 360 spirits who just cause unexpected accidents. Like, you know, tree falls down on your head in a storm or something. Or, you know, you're trying to choose the next song on your iPhone and you crash into a wall and you die. That's an iPhone spirit. You can see on the road, very dangerous. In America, more people die from iPhone than alcohol now. More people. You can see. I hate them. I'm waving at them in my car. my lama gets mad. Don't get mad. I said, they're going to kill somebody. They ran into my lama. They destroyed her car. Just somebody destroyed her car. She almost died. You know, it's crazy, you know. So these are some kind of spirit. They distract you and then boom, you're dead, you know. Okay. Rangit se sogla, ngam. Ngamba is a nice word. Rangata ngamba sa ngamba. Ngamba means to hunger for something. They are looking at your life and they're like, yummy, yummy. Okay, that's ngamba. Yummy, yummy. Okay, ne deya. Deya means they are hanging around you all the time. They never leave you. From the moment you're born till the moment you die, you are surrounded by spirits. And that's why some people go crazy. They can feel them, they can see them, and it makes them crazy. Okay? Life is very dangerous. Life is very dangerous. Some people sense it and they go crazy. 15 more minutes. Chiken deta masse. Durushin ne chitim nyamdu chugna kangdok chewa te shenam savatar. So, those are outer spirits and forces that are waiting to kill you all the time. Don't get paranoid, okay? Get free, get free. The purpose is to get free, okay? Okay, I'm gonna die today, so I'm doing the most important stuff. Then you don't feel paranoid, you feel free. The result of death meditation should be some kind of joy. I'm free of all the crap that I used to do. I'm just focused on the cool stuff. I'm free, okay? And I don't care about the rest, okay? Throw me in a dumpster, I don't care. I'm free. Call me dumpster, Geshe dumpster. Okay? I like that. Okay. Chiken Deta Mase. Those are outer factors. Inside your own body are other things waiting to kill you. Okay? Inside your own body, many things are waiting to kill you. They are like Dul Shi Nu Chik Tu De Chuk. If you take a basket and you throw in 4 poisonous snakes and you close it. Okay, like 1 rattlesnake, 1 cobra, 1 king, what do you call this? Poisonous. You take 4 nasty snakes, different kinds. You say, my brother did that once. We had a crazy family, okay? I know nobody else does, but we had a parakeet and a pet rat. And he was crazy, and one day he said, I wonder if you throw the rat and the parakeet, who can kill who? So he put the rat in the parakeet cage and closed the door. And then there was a tsh! And then the parakeet's neck was broken. You know, it took like 1 second. There was this big blur. So it's the same thing. You take 4 super poisonous snakes, different kinds. I wonder which one can come out on top. You throw them in a basket and you close it, okay? What's the basket? Your own body. Your own body. What are the 4 snakes? The 4 elements. Satchu Menung, okay? Your body has inside, like Chinese medicine, right? Chinese traditional medicine. In your body, Satchu Menung. Earth element, water element, fire element, wind element. You have 4 powers in your body. And they are always fighting with each other. Okay? There are 4 powers like snakes thrown into a basket called your body. Inside your body, the day you're born, 4 elements are thrown in. If the earth... So I translated for 2 of the most famous Tibetan doctors for years. And it was very interesting. And if the earth element gets stronger, you get tumors. Tumors form in your body, okay? Because the function of earth element is too much cohesion. Things get too stuck together. Then you get tumors in your body. Sachu. If you get too much water, then you get pneumonia and you can't breathe properly. Mei, too much fire, you get fevers. If they don't stay in balance, the 4 elements, if they cannot stay in balance, if one starts to, what do you call it, dominate the others, then if the fire element dominates the other 3, you get fevers and you die. And then wind elements are especially dangerous related to mental illness, okay? Like, you get lung, you get like cuckoo, okay? And you die that way. So those four elements are installed in your body upon manufacture. And normally, in a healthy human being, they are fighting each other equally. They're fighting for dominance, and they're nobody's dominant. And then if one gets dominant, you get tumors, or you get colds and phlegm. You get colds and pneumonia, or you get mental disease, or you get fevers. The stronger snake will eat the other three. Lung chi beken. Okay, say lung chi beken. These are the basic elements of Ayurveda. Okay, these are the basic elements of Tibetan medicine. Is very interesting because Chinese medicine is very advanced. Chinese medicine is 5,000 years old. Indian medicine is 5,000 years old. In Tibet, they mix together. It's very interesting. So the best from China and the best from India mix in Tibet. So lung means the wind element, qipa means the bile, and a beken means a phlegm. So when you study Tibetan medicine, these are the three great forces. Lung means wind element, qipa, bile, beken, phlegm. Motion and movement. And then qipa is heating, and beken is cooling. Okay. Soktang jungwashi, and the four elements. Chungse cha manyomna. If one of them becomes dominant, cha manyom means if they get out of balance. Sok trokne, they kill you. Chiken. So the elements inside your body which keep you alive will kill you if they get out of balance. Okay. The same elements which keep you alive, the warmth of your body, the coolness of your breath, you know, your, adrenals, if they get out of balance, they kill you. Okay? The parts of your own body are dangerous. Okay? The elements in your own body are dangerous. If they get out of balance, they kill you. You don't need a car accident to kill you. You just need the wind element to get too strong. Okay? Inside. So now you can be more paranoid. Outside, all these demons want to kill me. Inside, my own elements are fighting all the time for dominance. One is trying to be dominant, okay? Then he quotes a book called Rinchen Tenwa. Who wrote the Ratnamala? Aya Nagarjuna, okay? Nagarjuna wrote a very beautiful book in poetry called the Jewel Rosary. Chiwekeni mawate, the things that can kill you are many. Sumbayini nyungse chik, the things that can keep you alive are only a few. Deda tamche chiwe yang, dewe doctor chunze chik. They're all going to kill you, sooner or later, inner or outer factors. Dewe doctor chunze chik. So you should spend your time practicing Dharma, okay? Chinange chikem mangwa mase. Okay, if you're not depressed enough yet, here's more. We got 5 more minutes, okay? Chinange chikem mangwa mase. Not only are there many things outside of you that can kill you, and inside of you that can kill you, but... Where was that? Sunken yang chiken de doa mangte. The things that people invent to keep themselves happy and healthy also kill them. Okay? The things that people make to keep themselves happy and healthy also can kill you. For example, Kangba Dip. Lots of people got killed by the houses they built to protect them. In earthquakes, like Chengdu, right? Or in Taiwan. Many people get killed by the They spend a lot of money, they build a beautiful house, and then it falls down and kills them. Okay. Many people got killed by their house. Many, many people. True Shikching Pupa. People build luxury liners and then they sink and kill everybody. We bought a building in New York on Fifth Street. It's still there. People still doing practice there. There's a temple. Many years ago, we started a temple there. And it's a nice brownstone in the village. And nice building, four-story building. Then we bought it. And then somebody said, do you know what this building is? And I said, yeah, you know, it's just a brownstone. They said, no. There's a church next door. I said, well, what do you mean? They said, this was the parish house for the church. This is where all the people in the church used to come to have their morning breakfast together or to do their prayers together. Or this is the church building. Then I said, well, why did they sell it? They said, you really want to know? I'm like, yeah, tell me. They said, one day they all went to a picnic on Staten Island. They all got in the ferry, the boat, to go to Staten Island. How long does it take? Half an hour. Halfway to Staten Island, the boat sank. Every person in the church died. Everybody. The whole congregation, the past, everybody died. They sold the church. Then I'm like, oops. We bought a bad luck building. Okay. Then, airplane. You know, people make an airplane so they can get from Shanghai to Bowie, Arizona. But those airplanes that are supposed to take you to nice places, sometimes they fall down. Okay, and they kill you. The plane which was made to take you to Thailand, to the beach, for the December Lam Rim, that plane in Malaysia, right? Many Chinese people on this plane. They were on vacation. Some of them were on Dharma vacation. Plane fell down. They didn't find it, right? They still didn't find it. Okay. Dei kyurshing dapa. Dei kyur means a horse throws you. Kyur means to throw, okay? So horse throws you, and dapa then kicks you, crushes you, okay? Your transportation kills you. Well, nowadays it would be a car, okay? Your nice car kills you, okay? Nyen doki lupa. Your friends or your relatives cheat you, okay? Out of your money or, you know, your friends for many years, your relatives for many years, and then just suddenly they cheat you and you lose all your money. The business partners who are supposed to help you get rich make you poor. They cheat you. Many happen, many times, right? Countless times. Sema tripa. While enjoying yourself in New Delhi, India, you have a very nice Indian dinner which almost kills you. Last week. Not funny, it was terrible. We were in the most expensive hotel. And we're like, we can eat this food. Do you remember? He had to stay, he couldn't get on the plane. We had to leave them in the fancy hotel room. Somebody had to pay for, I don't remember. You know, we had a nice dinner. We finished a nice program, we came home. And the hotel, very expensive hotel, they agreed to cook something for us, and it was bad. And he almost died. Erin said she threw up so much, her muscles here got all sore. I won't tell him about the rest of it. So to me, qi qian qian, the things that are supposed to keep you alive kill you. The things that are supposed to give you enjoyment kill you. Okay. Dena rangre tse sok ni lungmar nangi marme dang tsungte. Our life is like a candle in a hurricane. Our life is like a candle in a hurricane. Okay. That day, the first day when Yi Yi's house blew away. Can you imagine you go out and light a candle and hold it out there? Like, How long can it stay? Our life is like that. You know, light a candle on that day and hold it outside. Then it will blow out in a few seconds. Okay. Who said that? Ludu. Ayanagarjuna. Same book, okay, Rinchen Chama. Chidakeni nang nepa lungma nang du marmeshin. We spend our lives surrounded by death. We are like a candle in a windstorm. Okay, that's Nagarjuna. Alright. Alright then, after this cheerful news, we'll stop there. Thank you for being so patient and sitting so nicely. It's a pleasure to teach you. You know, I always hoping to have some hardcore people, tough ass people. You are tough ass. I like it. Thank you. Okay, Mr. Tim, you have any announcements or anything?